State departments can expect to spend about $24 billion over the next 2 years and $3 billion more on capital improvement construction projects. House Finance Committee Chair Sylvia Luke says the biennium spending plan is a conservative one that meets community needs while controlling growth in government.
This conference draft reduces the administration's original budget request by about $250 million from the biennium. It also eliminated about 280 vacant positions to bring the departments toward transparent and accountable budget process.
Luke says surplus money will be used to strengthen economic drivers, including tourism, construction, and high tech. The budget also shores up the hurricane relief and rainy day funds, sets money aside for federal sequestration impacts, and begins to address the estimated $24 billion unfunded public employee health plan liability.
This financial plan includes $217 million in the next biennium to begin decreasing the state's unfunded liability and continue to allocate funds, ending in an allocation of $500 million in fiscal year 18 and 19.
House members praised legislative support for agriculture, health and human services, and kupuna care. In the Senate, Education Committee Chair Jill Tokuda did not mention the failed public funding for preschool education, but said spending is focused at the school level.
Adding $53.6 million in federal impact aid for weighted student formula, regular instruction, and special education. We have also supported charter schools through the establishment and funding of 15 positions in alignment with our reform efforts.
Tokuda also praised funding for a pilot program to provide portable digital devices for students at three public schools. Maui Senator Roz Baker thanked her colleagues for funding the acquisition of Lipoa Point at Honolulu and $130 million for a new high school in southwest Maui.
Kihei is the fastest growing community in our state without a high school. All of the students drive from Kihei to Kahului, and that adds additional traffic on our roads, but it also means that the students really can't participate fully in after-school activities.
And Hawaii Island Senator Malama Solomon, chair of the Water and Land Committee, says her colleagues provided funding for parks, fisheries, and ocean safety. Solomon also set the stage for next year's session.
The disappointment for me was our inability to get out our geothermal legislation. The Senate position was to restore the Hawaii County oversight. I feel it's critical that we need to address that next session, and also looking at the whole complexity of reserve lands in the state of Hawaii.
Minority Republicans, who are outnumbered by a margin of nearly 10 to 1, expressed reservations about the spending plan, but did not vote against it. The measure now goes to the governor for consideration. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.